Last week on Coach, Luther found out that his old friend Peter Plunkett was coming to town. Except Luther didn't want to see him.
Because I hate him.
It turned out that 37 years ago, Peter stole Luther's girlfriend and married her while Luther was in the army.
Oh, Luther, you must have been devastated.
Devastated? I was prostrate.
So, I suggested a dinner party so they could patch things up after all these years. When Peter arrived, his wife wasn't with him.
She's dead?
That's partly why I'm here, actually. I'm just now starting to recover.
Jeez, I can't believe Lorraine's dead.
Oh, God's sakes, Luther, show a little sensitivity. The man's wife has passed away. Quit beating a dead horse.
We'd also invited my neighbor from across the hall, Marion, to be Luther's date. But when she arrived, she and Peter really hit it off. This got Luther even more prostrate, and before we knew it, he was hitting it off with Peter.
Knock it off! Come on, break it up!
But somehow we got everything patched up, and Luther and Peter were friends again. Until the next morning, when Hayden went out to get the paper and discovered Marion had had an overnight guest. And Marion spent the night together?
There you go, Christine. Another match made in hell.
Poor Luther. I just feel terrible. If only he would realize that Marion is not his girlfriend. I mean, Marion is single, Peter is single. They are two consenting adults.
Oh, hell, she'll consent to anything. God, she went out with Luther one time last year, and she spent the night with him.
Marion, Peter, well, my... What a pleasant surprise.
Can we come in?
Well, of course. Can I get you two some coffee or tea?
Maybe a cigarette.
Hayden.
It's all right, Christine. It's a little awkward for all of us.
We're here to explain.
Oh, no, you don't owe us any explanation.
Well, I don't know. I think I'd like to hear an explanation. Well, you left here with Luther. How the hell did you end up with her?
Well, when Luther drove away last night, I was going to go back to the hotel, wring out some socks, and go to bed. And then I thought I'd go and apologize to Marion for the way Luther and I behaved. And we started talking, and...
Once again, you stole Luther's girl.
I am not Luther's girl. I am not anybody's girl.
Well, from where I stand, you seem to be everybody's girl. Well, the point is, Luther thinks she's his girl. And this is going to kill him.
Which is why we came over. The last thing in the world we want to do is hurt Luther.
Exactly. I hurt Luther once before, and I don't want to do it again. We just thought that you two might know the decent way to handle this.
Yeah, I do. Hide it from him.
What?
Yeah, pretend it never happened. If he asks, we lie. We'll just take it to our graves.
Hayden, they can't do that.
Why not? It was just a cheap one-night stand.
Oh, Hayden! I am sorry, Marion.
Look, what I am trying to say, he is going to Europe. They are never going to see each other again.
Well, now, that's not entirely true.
Huh? Peter's asked me to go to Europe with him, and I've accepted. We're leaving this afternoon.
What?
I know it's crazy, but we're in love.
Already? I know, Christine. It's the last thing in the world I expected, but... this is absolutely magical.
It's kismet.
Oh, I must admit it is romantic.
But do I live in a world by myself?
Thank you.
fallen in love.
Well, they've only known each other for 11 hours. Give her another 11 hours, she'll love somebody else.
Just a second, Hayden. You're talking about the woman I love.
We are also talking about the man who drives me nuts. Now, all I'm saying, Luther should never find out about this.
Won't he have to know eventually? I mean, what if we decide to get married? Not that I'm rushing things.
You know, for once, Hayden may be right. Maybe in the future, sometime, Luther can handle this. But right now, I just think it's too fresh.
You know, darling, they may have a point.
Well, if this is still as magical, when you guys get back from Europe, we'll talk about it. But for now, Mum is the word.
That's what we'll do then, and thanks for the advice. Luther is lucky to have friends like you.
He needs friends like us with friends like you.
I hate to run, but I have to patch.
I understand. Well, have a good time.
There go two of the sleaziest people I ever met in whole life.
Come on, Stuart. Think of those muscles turning to steel.
Should that vein be sticking so far out of his forehead?
Hey, it's got a long way to go before it blows. Hey, watch you go! 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 Okay, that's one.
Come on, my little Hercules. Don't give up.
Come here!
And here, Coach.
What the hell's he doing?
Stuart's tired of being a weenie, so we're pumping him up.
Whoa. That's a good idea. I'm tired of being a weenie, too. Where's our recruiting update, Dom?
I'll get it for you.
Hey, if that vein pops, Kelly, I'm not cleaning it up.
You don't seem to be in a very good mood.
Oh, don't start talking about my mood. There's nothing wrong with my mood. Had a bad night and a bad morning. It's been a bad couple of days. I'm not looking forward to a great afternoon, either. Been a lousy life, that's all. Where's Luther?
Minneapolis Airport.
What? Why? What? Why? What? What's he doing at the Minneapolis Airport?
Well, he said he was going to see Peter off on his trip.
Oh, my God, Dauber! If Luther goes up to Minneapolis Airport and spots Peter and Mary, and this whole thing's going to fall apart.
Oh, no!
But yeah!
What whole thing?
Jeez, never mind. I got to get to the Minneapolis Airport.
I have to keep pinching myself to believe this is real. This is the most impulsive thing I've ever done. You think I have time to get some magazines before we board?
Sure.
Can I get something for you?
No. I'll probably just be looking at you the whole trip.
Peter!
Luther!
Hey, Peter, caught you!
Caught me?
Yeah, before you left, I wanted to see you off.
Oh, that's swell.
Yeah.
Nervous about the flight, huh? You're smoking.
I am now.
I don't blame you. Flying makes me nervous, too. Especially to Europe. Mm. You're over all that ocean. You know, the plane dead's just, that's it, like a rock. On top of that, you're flying alone.
You know, they may be boarding now. I better go check. Excuse me, are we boarding yet?
Not for about another 15 minutes.
Any way I could get on the plane first?
I'm afraid not.
Well, they want me on the plane. It's nice of you to come and see me off.
Well, I'm not leaving. I'm going to stay and watch the plane take off.
Oh, you are?
Yeah. I love to watch planes take off anyway, the way the wheels fold back up. Hi, Marion. Marion!
Luther!
Hey. Peter, look, Marion's here.
Hi, Marion.
You came to see him off, too, huh?
What a surprise. Didn't expect to see you again.
It's fun.
Oh, Peter, I can't do this. We have to tell him the truth.
Okay, we'll go that way.
What truth? What do you mean?
Luther, let's sit down.
Sitting's bad.
Luther, I don't know how to tell you this except just to come right out and say it. Peter and I are going to Europe together.
Huh?
I'm so sorry. The last thing in the world we wanted to do is hurt you, but Peter and I have fallen in love, and I'm going with him.
Yeah.
Oh, oh, you dog! Oh, you dirty, rotten, low-down, junkyard dog!
It's all right, folks, we're old friends.
You snake! You worm! You flea-bitten, rotten, hungry, no-good dog!
A scene.
I'm causing a scene. You're the one who slept with my best friend.
Luther, I know this isn't easy for you. It isn't easy for any of us.
Well, it's a heck of a lot easier for you than it is for me. You dog! I just can't believe it. I can't believe you did the worst part of it, and you weren't even going to tell me about it.
Well, we wanted to tell you, but Hayden told us not to.
Hayden told you not. That is the world. How can he? What? I'm gonna faint. I can't believe it. This is you and Lorraine all over again.
Luther's coming. Luther's coming. Go to Europe. Go to Europe.
Hello, Hayden.
Luther. Okay. I'm just here to be supportive.
It's no use, Hayden. We told him the truth.
Even though you told him not to?
We had to tell him.
Why? What happened to taking this to our graves, Marion? You couldn't even take it down the jet ramp.
How could you do this to me? You were supposed to be on my side.
I am on your side, Luth.
You are not on my side. Nobody's on my side. Peter was supposed to be my best friend. He betrayed me. Then you were my best friend. You betrayed me, too.
Hey, Luther, I didn't betray you. I just did what I thought was best. He's the last thing in the world I want to do is hurt you.
Well, that's what she said. If the last thing in the world everybody wants to do is hurt me, then how come it's the first thing everybody does?
Hey, can we just sit down and talk about
this? I'm not going to sit down here in the airport in front of a bunch of strangers and pour my guts out. I'm getting out of here.
Wait a minute.
I'm leaving.
But where are you going?
I'm
going
to go out in the runway and land in front of a jet and let it run over me.
Now, do you get a sense of why I didn't want to tell him?
If you see Luther, let me know. Thanks. Well, he's not at the touchdown club.
Well, he can't have just disappeared.
Oh, I'm beginning to think this whole thing really was my fault.
Oh, now, Christine, don't blame yourself.
Well, you really done it this time, Christine. We have looked everywhere. Luther's just gone.
It's not Christine's fault.
It is Christine's fault. It's everybody's fault, except mine. It's your fault, Christine, for having that dinner party. And it's your fault, Casanova, for hitting on Diamond Dance Marion here. And it's your fault, Marion, because you can't spend the night by yourself. If you're lonely, for God's sakes, get a cat.
Nowhere in sight, Coach. I looked all over town.
Did you try that greasy smorgasbord he eats at all the time?
First place I looked. No one's seen him since breakfast.
Well, he's not at his apartment.
Oh, are you sure? Maybe he's just not answering the door.
We thought of that. We went around back and Kelly lifted me up so I could look through the window. He's not there.
Where the hell could he be?
Maybe Luther has a secret hiding place where he goes when he's upset like you do.
Come on, Christine. If Luther had a secret hiding place, I'd know about it. Besides, he wouldn't have a secret hiding place of his own. He'd use mine. 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 That's where he is. It's at my secret hiding place.
A grown man has a secret hiding place?
You know, Marion, if I were you, I would not start throwing stones about personal conduct. I'm going to go.
I'm going with you.
Oh, no, you don't. Luther and I are the only two guys in the world who know about the secret hiding place. I had to do this by myself.
Hayden, I want to go. I want to make it up to Luther. I give you my word of honor, I will not tell anyone where it is. If you don't trust me, blindfold me.
Okay, come on.
Since my baby left me, I'm a new place to dwell. I got no girl, I got no life. My friends can go to hell. I get so lonely, baby. I get so lonely, I could die, 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 die. That's better.
Luther! Hey, Luth! Luth,
can we talk? Luther, I can see you under the cot. You can come out now.
I can't.
Yeah, well, I know there are times in your life when you feel like crawling away and hiding.
I mean, I can't because my belt buckle stuck on a nail.
I know you feel like you don't have any friends, and I just want you to know that's not true, man. I'm still your friend, and you know the only reason I lied to you is because I was just trying to protect you.
Well, who elected you my protector? I don't need anybody to protect me. I can handle my own life.
Well, Lucy, you know, you came over to my cabin all panic-stricken because you didn't want to meet Peter Plunkett all by yourself, and then threatened to have a jet run you over on the runway, and then I come up here in the fire tower and find you curled up under the cot playing your banjo. Based on all that, I don't really think I was that far out of line.
Guess I do get a little overwrought every now and then.
Hey, listen, what I'm trying to say is I did what I did because I'm your friend. And that's never going to change. You believe that?
Yes, I believe that.
You forgive me?
Hey, I'm going to forgive you eventually. Just don't ask me to do it right now. My feelings run very deep. I'm not just a faucet you can turn on and off. I mean, you're just going to have to give me some time to get over this.
Okay. I understand. You take all the time you need, bud. I'll be there when you're ready.
Hayden?
What?
I'm ready now.
What?
I'm okay.
Great. Oh, man. It's good to have my best friend back.
Yes, it's good to be back.
Well, now that you're back, there's somebody else who wants to talk to you.
Marion?
No, Peter.
Well, forget it.
Oh, geez, Luther, come on. He postponed his trip to Europe to come up here and talk to you. He's got something he really wants to say to you. Now, if his friendship means as much to you as you claim it did, I really think you ought to talk to him.
Well, maybe our friendship doesn't mean that much to me.
Well, obviously it does, or it wouldn't hurt you so much. Now, come on. He's hanging on the rope ladder over the side right now. Come on, go ahead and talk to him. Come on.
Hi, Peter.
Hi, Luther.
Oh. Well, why'd you hit him? If you didn't want to talk to him, just say so.
I can't talk to him now. Maybe I'll talk to him someday, but I can't do it now.
All right.
My wounds run very deep.
Okay, fine.
Hayden?
Ready?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, Peter, he's ready. You can come up. Let's talk.
Can I take this off now?
Oh, yeah.
Ah, thank you. Oh. Hey, this is neat. This is some kind of a treehouse or something?
A treehouse? We're growing men, for God's sake.
It's an abandoned fire tower we use as a secret hiding place. Now, do you have something to say to me you hadn't already said?
Yeah, well, what he wanted to say, Luth, was that as much as he cares about Marion, he cares more about you, and that taking Marion to Europe's going to ruin that friendship, and he's not going to take her. Is that right?
That's right.
See?
You mean that?
Oh, he means it, Luth.
You really do care about me, don't you?
Oh, he really does, Luth.
Yeah. Great.
What do you mean, great?
I mean, great, you're not taking Marion to Europe. I feel a lot better.
Okay, problem solved. Let's go, huh?
Just a second.
What's the matter?
This thing is not working out the way you said.
Well, no, wait, he forgave you. Now, come on, let's go.
What are you talking about?
You said that if I offered not to go, he would be so moved by that offer that he'd insist I go.
Peter, this is not an exact science. You're a very complicated guy.
You went behind my back again. This is a trick. You're not my friend after all.
You're not my friend either. You're trying to keep me from the woman I love.
Well, how come the women you love are always the women I find first?
It's a coincidence.
It happens two times and you say it's a coincidence.
Are you calling me a liar?
I'm calling you a woman stealing, backstabbing daughter.
Good, because if you were calling me a liar, you'd be in a lot of trouble.
Liar?
Oh, now you've got it.
Oh, come on! Wait a minute. You guys smell something?
I smell something. I smell smoke.
My God, there's a fire!
A fire!
Fire! Oh, it's my cigarette! I've set the forest on fire!
Oh, my God!
The hell, the forest is fine! The fire tower's on fire!
Oh, we're gonna die! We're gonna die!
We're not gonna die!
We're gonna get burned real bad!
Climb over the ladder. Now, come on, let's go.
Okay, me first. I'm gonna go down.
Me next.
I'll go.
Oh, God, ladder's on fire. The ladder's on fire. Oh, geez, we're gonna die. Someone's gonna come along next spring and find three charred bodies of the bad Joe. They won't even know it's us.
Like hell they won't. You're the only person left in the United States that plays a banjo. Better dental records. Come on, let's jump. Come on, you guys.
Wait.
What do you mean, wait?
I can't do this.
Yes, you can. Just crawl up here beside me and I'll push you.
I just can't die with us enemies.
Oh, don't have a beautiful moment now.
I have to. I'm not saying what you did was right, but this seems silly to be fighting over a girl now. I just want to say if we don't get out of this, I'll forgive you.
Next to Lorraine saying I do and Marion saying why not. It's the most beautiful words I've ever heard.
Hey, guys! My souls are burning. I'm jumping.
Okay, we're coming.
Wait!
Okay.
What's that noise?
Hey, I do hear something.
It's a helicopter.
A helicopter! Wave, everybody, wave!
Luther, I think they'll see us. We're in 60 feet of flames here.
Here we are! Robert. Hey!
We'll go a rope ladder.
Here we are! Hey! Here we are! Here we are!
All right, guys, I don't think you're here to save us. I think you're here to put out the fire.
Oh!
Does this mean you're still going to Europe with Marion?